book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter. We read verses 21 through 31. Verse 21 said, "Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princesses to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble." In verse 25, he said, "To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and behold." He's in our reading today. He's going to say, "Behold," several times, over and over and over. And that would be good for us. Behold, look. Look and see. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hadn't it been told to you? Haven't you seen the glory of the Lord in the creation? We talk about that quite often. We look around at creation and all the things that come to be just with the voice of the Lord speaking it into being. "Lift up your eyes on high and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might. For that he is a strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest thou, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known?" He's going to ask this question one more time. Again, it's a good question for us. We look at all the creation and all the things that we visibly see, and all of them are testifying to the glory of God. We go out at night and look at the stars, and they're all in their place. Everyone's in a certain place. Can you imagine that? That they'd all be held in a certain place. They'd go out every night, they'd be back in the same place. Everything working in perfect order because of the judgment of God. He's going to bring a judgment. "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." A new creation, a new strength, a renewing, making new, renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Certainly men have. I don't believe that a man can rightly in good conscience say there isn't a God. Every man knows, even in his soul, there is a God. And then when you look about the creation that's about us, there's no doubt that there has to be a God to put all these things together and keep them in order, in perfect order, without failing, always supporting all the things that are going on in this world, no matter how busy it gets with us. The Lord is still fully in control, bringing judgment or good government even to the people of the land. Can you ever thought about what might happen if the Lord turned this thing loose and didn't have good judgment? We see a lot of anarchy now, but boy, you haven't seen anything about what it would look like if the Lord wasn't directing all things. All things do work together to good to them that love the Lord, and it's all in His hands. The Creator created all things. It's kind of hard for us to wrap our mind around the creation. He said, and let it be, and let it be, and it was so. And all the creation, and created man. What a marvelous. We can't even imagine how He would put man together. The creation. Just look at one another. Can we not see God in His work? Have we not known? Do we not know that? We're guilty. We're guilty of not knowing. That's the question here. Have you not known? The glory shines in all the creation. What glory? And it testifies, the whole creation testifies day by day by day who God is. Sets up on a circle of the whole of creation, outside of all of it, having power over all of it. Then in chapter 41, read a few verses. Verse 17, it said, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys, and I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant the wilderness the cedar, the shittim tree and the myrtle and the oil tree, and I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see. Putting all these things out there to show you and I the all-working power of the living God. Have they not known? Do we not have any understanding of these things? Can we not look about us and sing praises unto our God that works so marvelously in everything? Nothing escapes Him, that they may see and know. That's the reason He put all these things there, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this. And the Holy One of Israel created it. Continuous creation. And then he goes in the 21st verse, we won't go on there, but he said, why don't you gather up all of your knowledge and all your evidence and come and put it before me and let's see who God is. One that's over all things. Have you not known? Have you not seen? And this is their thing that they have said that we don't know and we don't see. And God, you are guilty of not showing us. But the guilt lies with man, not with God. Everything has been shown. Man should know. He should be know it just by seeing all the things that God has created and put in order. What order? What order? On in chapter 42, verse 1. And this behold is over and over and over. Look. Why don't you look? That's the reason you don't know. You don't look. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold. Mine elect in whom my soul delighted. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Talking about you and I now, is bringing us into it. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. I thought about this quite a bit over years. No celebration. No great big fanfare. Nothing. Born in a manger. No big fanfare. No celebration. No Christmas. No nothing. Quietly, very quiet. Just one star was testifying that he's come. Quiet. The bruised reed shall not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. And he shall not fail for the discouraged. I'll get my tongue undone here. Be discouraged till he has set judgment in earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretcheth them out, he that spread forth earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, said we live and move and have our being in him, giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. We're going to bring them all together and make one out of them, one church. Unity. Unified. Bring them together for a light of the Gentiles. You understand, you and I, we weren't a part of this thing in the beginning at all. God chose Israel. That Israel. That earthly Israel. But then I like to go to the new Israel, the spiritual Israel, that one that God has brought forth out of the Gentiles and added them unto the Israelite people to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, once again, take a look at this. Have you not known? Have you not seen? Behold, this, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, and ye shall go down to the sea, and all that therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, that the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, sing, sing a new song. Praise, praise the Lord. Look at all his marvelous works. They're great. 42nd chapter. The 43rd chapter, I think. Verse 1, But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. This is really good stuff here. We belong to the Lord. Yeah. We're his. He has bought us. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Thy Savior. All these things he's talking about here, you understand Israel was off over there captive. They couldn't get out. It had been there a while. Things wasn't looking too good. It was in a terrible state as far as they could see. But the Lord has given them assurance. I'm going to take you out of that and create a new thing out of you, out of nothing, out of absolutely nothing. In the original creation of the world, he created it, the Bible said, out of nothing. And then we look at Israel in their state. They were just down to absolutely nothing. And he's going to create a new people. For I am thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for a ransom, and Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, and therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Then he said, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. And the south, keep not back. Bring my son from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth. even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him, this creature that we are. But he made it for his own glory, saved it for his own glory, presented it to all men. Have they not known? Have they not seen? Yeah, they have. So the guilt is up on man and not on God. Some people have you think that God ought to be reconciled to man, but don't you let them teach you that. Reconciliation is always on the part of man. He's the one who went away. Have they not known? Have they not seen? Yeah. So we're guilty. We stand guilty. Bring all the proof you want, but it won't stand up in the court of heaven. It won't hold up. 66th chapter then. I nearly always have to go to this one. It seemed like it's kind of the consummation of all things. I guess verse 7. Said before she travailed, she brought forth. Now he's talking about Israel, the mother of us all, and the church, mother of us all. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Now he's talking about the first seed of all of it. The first seed. Who hath heard such a thing? We're back to, have they not known? Who hath heard such a thing? Who hath seen such a thing? Shall earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be brought at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children, created the children out of nothing. Shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth? Saith the Lord, shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith thy God. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her, that ye may suck the children, bring forth children, people of the Lord. He said his own, bring them forth, that you may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations, that you may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck. Ye shall be borne upon her sides, and be dandled upon her knees, as one whom his mother comforteth. So will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when ye shall see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the land of the Lord shall be known toward his servants and his indignation toward his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens, behind one tree, the midst eating swine's flesh and the abomination, and the mouth shall be consumed together, saith the Lord, for I know their works and their thoughts, and it shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory, and I will set a sign among them. This sign, by the way, is the Lord himself. And I will send those that escape of them unto the portions of Tarshish and Pul and Lud, and draw the bow of Tubal and Jabin to the house afar off, and have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. They did know, and they did see, and they did come. In the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter, in verse 20. But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be made new, and be put, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Just men made perfect, a new creation in Christ Jesus, created anew. Made a new thing. We go back once again to the new Israel, the new Jerusalem. That's the one we're looking for. Not that old one. Not that old earthly one. Not people worrying all about this stuff going over in Israel. Don't pay too much attention to that. Look up on the Lord. He turned from Israel, that old Israel, to make a new creation, a new heaven, a new earth was coming. And John said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God out of heaven. The new one, a new creation. It'll be good if this old one will be burned up and cleansed and made new. A new place, a new beginning, a time to be with the Lord around his throne, praising him.